We're off to Scone. Yes, we are for Friday and Saturday. This is your Sky Sports Radio podcast, and we're looking at Saturday, the big standalone race day, with Paul Joyce, our form analyst. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. One of the weekends I always look forward to, Scone. Obviously, a Friday Cup day, and then Saturday we've got all of these listed and group races up there, and it's a terrific meeting yet again. Big numbers, big open track, and they're looking at a good surface. Maybe some showers on Saturday, but not too much in it, according to the forecast. And I'll tell you what, there's always a few big results. And if you can tiptoe your way through it, I'm sure there'll be a good quaddie at the end of it.
Righto. Well, let's have a look at the Saturday quaddie. The Denise's Joy Race 5 kicks it off on this 8-race card. The early scratching as we record this is Winter Bride, but obviously a full capacity lineup expected here.
Yeah, really tricky race, obviously. It's sort of, you know, staggered to a handicap here. So Demerara, even though she's got the form on the board, she's got the 59 kilos, plus she's got a wide gate. So made it a tricky first leg, good speed in the race, as there are in most races here with such big numbers. So for the first leg of the quaddy, I've gone 6, 5, 1, 3, and 2. The 6 on top, In Good Time. Now, she's a filly people may not have heard of, but I expect they will after Saturday. She's 5 from 5. Trained by Tracy Bartley, ridden by Maddie Carl. She won at Tamworth the other day. Now, that was her first serious test. She stepped up to a benchmark 70 there against the older horses and the boys, and she thumped them. She won by nearly a length and a half. She's got a great racing style. She puts herself right into the box seat, and then when she spots a bit of daylight, she's got this sharp turn of foot, and she just seems to pinch a couple of lengths on them. So I love that sort of racing pattern. That's what builds these good win strike rates. And from this draw, I've mapped her to get the gun run yet again. She's only got the 53 kilos, which actually is exactly where she should be at the moment with her benchmark. So I think it's some beautiful placement by Tracy Bartley to hit this listed race, and I'll be on her at the good odds, number 6 In Good Time. To beat the 5, She Knows, we saw her win the highway at Hawkesbury 2 weeks ago. She's drawn perfectly. She'll be in front. She'll be hard to catch around the 1,100. To line her up with Demerara, she meets Demerara 5.5 kilos better, but when they clashed at Flemington back on the 17th of March, and she was only beaten 3 lengths. So I think she could turn the tables on the 1 at Demerara, who goes in as my third pick. As I said, she's the class filly, but she's got the weight and she's got the wide gate. Other chances, the 3 Sato Corbaro. She's a very sharp filly, particularly fresh. She's got to be in there. And the 2 Resin, she's got the absolute horror draw here for Rachel King, but she's coming here with 3 ones next to her name, so I'm not going to leave her out of a quaddie. So we've gone 6, 5, 1, 3, and 2. Covered most of the bases there, but it would be lovely to get In Good Time home in that first leg.
We spoke with Tracy Bartley on air on Tuesday, and he just feels that the horse is just natural, and from that draw, it's no surprise you've put it on top, and or at least put it in your thoughts there. So 6, 5, 1, 3, and 2 in the Denise's Joy. Now, race number 6 is the Yarraman Park Luskin Star. Now, as we record this on Thursday morning, Chris Lees has told me that he'll make a decision later today, that's Thursday, on where Lura Main goes, whether it's here for the Luskin Star or to Brisbane for the Doomben 10,000. I think he'd like to go to Brisbane, I think, but he's just wanting to keep an eye on that track that it doesn't dry out too much. So I know you've got him in his thought in your tips at this stage, but that's where we stand as we record this on Thursday.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Andrew. Look, Lura Main's drawn a tricky gate here in Luskin Star, and he's obviously got a lump of 61 kilos, but he's the class horse, and he's in my quaddie. If he happens not to run at Scone, obviously we'll substitute him for something else, and I can update punters there on Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30 on your show. But for now, I've gone 10, 11, 2, 1, and 4. So let's whiz through these. We've got the 10 on top, Osborne Bulls. He's the favourite. He never runs a bad race, obviously. This is a test for him, probably his biggest test at listed level. Rachel King's, you know, got the opportunity here with the ride, but I think he'll love this Scone track. It's a big track, 1,300 metres up his alley, and I just think from the soft gate, he gets all the favours, and as long as he gets a crack at them, I think he was the horse they've all got to beat. In saying that, number 11 First Hand was outstanding first up in the Hallmark, chasing home Burning Passion and Oxford Poet. I think he would have been set for this race. The Hawks has loved winning some races up here at Scone. Mm. So I think he's the big danger, and he's a bit of value too. So I wouldn't be too disappointed if the 11 knocks off the 10 for our quaddie. Speaking of value, the 2 Red Excitement first up, going around at big odds. This horse ran fourth in the Warwick Stakes behind Winx first up last prep. Here he is going around in a listed race at Scone. Soft gate, Josh Parr. I reckon he's massive overs. Number one, Leramane, is in the numbers at this stage, as is the four, Invincible Gem, the stablemate. 10, 11, 2, 1 and 4.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that through the day. Now, race 7's the Coolmore Dark Jewel Classic. No scratchings here, a full field of 14. What's the draw and what's the pace like here?
Yeah, look, pace-wise, we've got Schism, this Kieran Ma train mare. She'll roll forward and take up the running. You've got Louboutin, who is a dual acceptor. There's a couple of races Louboutin's in, so we'll just keep an eye on where she ends up. If she ends up here, she'll be on pace. And then we've got Hella High Water for Hayes Dabney with the blinkers back on, soft gate. She'll be up on speed as well. So three on paces, not a stack of speed. I don't think Jasoni will get too far back with the blinkers on first time. And I'm putting her on top. I've gone 1, 10, 2 and 7 for the quaddie. Jasoni on top. Look, she is the class runner. That's why she's top weight. She ran second in the Godolphin Crown behind Pecans at Hawkesbury. And the blinkers go on first time. That could be enough to give her the edge here. Ty Englund got a tricky gate to deal with, but I think if he's positive early and pushes forward, Jasoni will be extremely hard to hold out. Other chances in the race, obviously the 10 has to go in, Dyslexic. This was a great run in the James Carr behind Moss Trip, beating the nose, and she's lightly raced, she's still got upside, and yet again, Team Hawks, who target this meeting every year. Number two, Nancy. You can forgive her running the Godolphin Crown from barrier 12 of 13. She just never got on the track at any stage. She was only beaten three lengths. Lovely gate this time for Christian Ruth, so a different story altogether for her. And number seven, Schism, the one I think can lead them. I'm just throwing her in case she happens to get some soft sections up front. Now, she's got some consistent form coming into this. So 1, 10, 2 and 7. Jasoni, the blinkers first time, Andrew, I think that could make the difference.
Okay, so Jasoni there. And Bjorn Baker, again, as we record this, I've asked him a couple of times about Louboutin and he's still not sure which race. So, again, just monitor that as we go through the next 24, 48 hours, obviously. The last on Saturdays, the Arrowfield Hortensia Stakes. Tango Rain's gone to Brisbane, number 9, and New Universe is also out of this one as we record, the 9 and the 13. Paul?
I love this race every year, Andrew. I have a bit of luck in this one, so punters might want to put a little asterisk next to this race. It just seems to work out nicely each year. Now, there's good speed again this year, as you would expect. We've got Quattronic, who won this race last year, as a bit of a surprise. Highly geared to name two of the on-pace runners, but you've got a stack of speed as he's ready. You've got spending to win. So they'll rip along here, and for the quaddie, I've gone 3, 14, 2 and 1. Glenn All on top. Now, he's the class sprinter of the field, I think, and he's only got 54.5 kilos. He won the Hawkesbury Rush despite sitting three wide the trip. And I think Brenton Abdullah will posse in just behind the hot tempo here. And I think Glenn All will be the horse ready to strike when they turn for home. But for the quaddie, we want a few other options. We've got the 14-2 excess. Now, anyone who follows me knows I've been a big fan of this horse from day dot. And last prep, he worked through the grade strongly, had a couple of very close defeats. But he's trialled up this time in outstanding fashion. Don't be surprised if he knocks a few of these higher sort of rated horses off here fresh. The two Curo, the blinkers go back on second up. We're on him first up in the Hawkesbury Rush. He ran third at $26, so we're sticking with him. And then, of course, Terra Vista. I liked his trial coming into this, and you don't have to go too far back to see he ran second behind Red Zell at Wait for Age. Here he is going around in a listed race, so you've got to throw the old boy in. 3, 14, 2 and 1.
All right, so there's the quaddie. Putting all those carrot numbers together, how much is that going to give us?
Yeah, look, we've had to trim it down a bit this week. We're $20, but we're only getting 5% this week because it's they're very open races, and I just think we want to give ourselves a chance to get a collect rather than miss. So $20 this week, only 5%, but, you know, that could change if there's a couple of scratchings. We may bump that percentage up a bit come Saturday morning. But at this stage, Andrew, I'll be happy with the 5%.
Righto. Well, there's Saturday's quaddie as it stands. As Paul said through it, he'll be on air with us on Saturday morning from 10 o'clock going through each race. So we'll wait and see with a couple of those runners. The other one I'm really looking forward to seeing, Claire Cunningham has confirmed that Cradle Mountain will run in that second race on Saturday. 1,200 back to 1,100. But as she said to me in a text, if I wasn't happy with him, we wouldn't be going. So I think the guns are blazing for Cradle on Saturday.
Yes, Andrew, you and I have been a big fan of this horse from early days, and I expect him to win. He'll be very short, but I expect him to win, and I expect him to charge right through the grades, and hopefully for Claire and the team, they can get him to the elite level.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you. Thanks, Paul. We'll chat on Saturday.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Saturday, Scone. What a day it'll be.